SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Thursday, the 4th of June 2026, a day where the Australian share market fell by 1.1%. We'll have the details soon with Robert Tilewski from Activam Group. But first, Elon Musk has unveiled the details of his potential record-breaking IPO of his communications, AI and space exploration company SpaceX, and it is being offered to Australian retail investors. He's planning to sell around 555 million shares at $135 each, raising $75 billion. And at that price, it would give it a market cap of around $1.77 trillion, catapulting it into the top 10 largest listed American companies. But remember, last year it reported a near $5 billion loss on almost $19 billion in revenue. And it comes as others prepare to potentially list on the US share market, like AI players Anthropic and OpenAI. So what's the rush and why the hype? To find out more, including the risks, Stephanie Youssef spoke with DAT Capital Chief Investment Officer Emmanuel DAT.
Is it all hype? What do investors need to know about this segment of the market? And to what extent should they approach it with caution?
I think that ultimately investors need to be very conscious about any investment they make. And I think for me, when you make an investment, you need to be or have a high level of confidence that you're going to earn a return on your dollar. Otherwise, why don't you just keep it, you know, in a term deposit, let's say, or a bank account where you will be almost guaranteed that money back with interest. I think that ultimately this situation is really driven by awareness. And I think that these models, ultimately, from a financial perspective, are very heavily subsidized by their investors. They're actually loss-making, and burn huge amounts of money, or have burned huge amounts of money in the past on training the models to respond to human interaction and on human interaction itself. I think the question that investors need to ask themselves is that, sure, we've seen, you know, tremendous growth over the past 3 years in AI and the revenues of these AI companies. However, that growth has been accompanied by very significant losses when it comes to cash flow. And so the real question, I think, for investors here is, A, will the top line revenue continue to grow at a similar pace or at least a strong pace? And will these models ever become profitable? That's, I guess, the pertinent question when considering sustainability of any business model.
When talking about those patterns in the past, have there been any lessons learned from the past?
Yeah, so I think that we've seen similar sort of instances, for instance, in the dot-com era, where the internet was the, you know, latest and greatest technology at the time. And it was in a similar sort of set of circumstances, I believe, in the sense that the awareness of the internet was very high. There were a large number of users and it had been adopted by that time by most of the mainstream. However, I think that the key question at that time, as I recall, was what happens now after everyone's already adopted it? You know, that's probably when reality sort of starts to kick in that, well, how do you finance, the market's appetite to finance loss-making models or perhaps companies without a sound business model. Once those first question marks start to appear and you know, capital becomes more difficult to raise, I think that is typically the peak. And that's when you tend to see the tide going out, so to speak, and then you really find out who's been swimming naked, as they say.
Elon Musk's SpaceX is planning to raise $75 billion worth of shares at 135 apiece. That would make it the biggest IPO in history at $1.75 trillion. What's your take on the IPO and the implication for investors?
Yeah, look, I think that SpaceX is a company that's been around for many years. I think that, the IPO valuation of 1.75 billion US, or trillion US, I should say, is really extraordinary. From my understanding, it has revenues of about 18 billion US. So that makes it 100 times revenue that this company is being valued or floated at on public markets, which is extraordinary, to be frank. However, I should also mention that the company does appear as if it's pivoting its business model away from, its past focus on space exploration, hence the name, and it seems to be moving into another sort of hot arena in this in terms of providing AI compute, which is effectively one of the infrastructure layers of provisioning AI and making it available. That's a valuable sort of layer in the whole cake, but I think that, investors really have to, it's almost like buying a lottery ticket, right? If it turns out really well, perhaps it may be justified in the fullness of time. However, I would probably say that I have some skepticism around buying any business at 100 times sales, especially at this sort of scale where, huge improvements are much harder to make in terms of relative to, what is clearly a very large valuation base. So that's my position, I guess, on this IPO at this time.
Australian retail investors have the opportunity to invest in SpaceX. Is that unusual? And why do you think they're doing that?
I think that it's highly unusual for a US company to be attempting to raise money off Australian retail investors. And I believe Australian investors are not the only ones being sort of targeted for this raise. I think ultimately what it comes down to is the fact that the sum being raised is so enormous, being $75 billion US, the fresh funds needed. And but also, I guess what it does play to is the awareness and personality that Elon Musk has fostered, and awareness of his persona over time, and really providing those who are strong believers in his mission to participate in some way. I would probably say for the average mum and dad, it's probably stretching your arm beyond your sleeve, as they call it. And it's and also the fact is that this particular IPO will not be listed on the ASX, so theoretically it does sit outside the Australian legal system, which can be an issue in many ways. So I would probably say that this IPO is for the brave, I would say, and those with the sort of risk appetite to be willing to hold, US stocks, in their portfolios for the longer term. So I think that's very much who this IPO is targeting.
So finally, where do you see the value for investors?
I think that the value for investors at this point in time is in our local companies. I've mentioned a little bit about the big emergence in AI and the availability of these technologies. I think that the very obvious beneficiaries of this situation are Australian technology companies in their own right. We on the ASX are very lucky that we've got a smorgasbord of tech companies to choose from and choose to invest in and support. And I actually see a lot of value in the technology space, which has been sold down heavily on fears that this AI technology could supplant, you know, already existing technology. However, that's all also ignoring the fact that, you know, a lot of these incumbent technology companies have access to proprietary forms of data and have very real, you know, clients that are paying them for service, for the utility of the services that they provide. So at a high level, I see a lot of value in Australian technology more broadly.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.